This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Salmonorama is back. Last year, it was a nearly 30-pound winning catch that took top prize. Fishing begins at just after midnight on Lake Michigan with cash and prizes on the line. Off the water, there's concerts, games, and family activities at Festival Park. A 62-year-old Racine man remains on life support after being pulled from the water near Pershing Park Tuesday. Deputies say he was found face down just minutes after going in that morning and bystanders helped get him out. He has not regained consciousness. An Illinois family is making a statement after three children died in a Geneva Lake boating accident. The kids were trapped in a boat, capsized, during a storm over the holiday weekend. The Walworth County Medical Examiner has ruled their deaths a drowning. The family is thanking first responders for their help. Racine is getting state funding to help maintain its Main Street and State Street lift bridges. The money is part of a $2.3 million effort to support maritime infrastructure across Wisconsin. Officials say it'll help keep traffic and shipping moving while supporting local jobs. A new hotel near the Brat Stop in Kenosha is close to final approval, with construction possibly starting within a month. The $10 million project includes a four-story, 97-room Town Place Suites near I-94. Developers would pay for road improvements like a turn lane and sidewalks. And Summerfest brought in more than 613,000 people this year, including crowds from sold-out concerts. About 568,000 attended the main festival, with more at special shows like Garth Brooks. Organizers say a lot of visitors came from out of state. The event returns in June of next year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Access to some voting eligibility records in Wisconsin will stay restricted after a state Supreme Court decision. Civic Media's James Kelly has more.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled against an attempt to gain access to the state's voter rolls this week. The lawsuit was filed by a conservative activism group in 2022, alleging that the number of ineligible voters did not match the state's voter registration list in the 2020 election. The group sought to obtain the guardianship records of voters in the state. In the 5-2 decision announced on Tuesday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that those voter records are not public and providing that information would be a violation of privacy rights. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
The split ruling highlights an ongoing debate between election transparency and protecting vulnerable people. The La Crosse Police Department is implementing drone-deployed personal flotation devices. LCPD says this technology will allow officers to provide a direct, life-saving flotation to people in distress. The device can be carried by police, thrown from shore, or deployed directly from a department drone to a person in need, and automatically inflates once it hits water. Chief Sean Coudron says the new device provides valuable time until the department's boat patrol and other emergency responders arrive. Wisconsin has landed in the top 10 nationally in the 2026 State of States report. The report ranks all 50 states across 31 metrics in 14 categories, including the economy, education, mental health, and physical health. Wisconsin placed 8th, ranking just above South Dakota. The state ranks higher on average on the topics of work and labor force, but ranks lower on economy, life satisfaction, and civil liberties. The X-Roads 41 Music Festival is returning to Oshkosh in August. This festival will feature its largest performing artist lineup to date, along with a range of new attractions and vendor additions. Jason Aldean, Lainey Wilson, Zach Brown Band, Treaty Oak Revival, and Wiz Khalifa are among the 30 artists set to perform across three stages. Guests can also enjoy laser tag, henna tattoos, a slingshot amusement ride, and an interactive music activation attraction. The festival is set for August 6th through the 8th. Childcare costs in Wisconsin are among the highest in the country. It's putting pressure on families across the state. A new report from Wallet Hub ranks Wisconsin 6th for married couples and 9th for single parents when it comes to affordability. For single parents, center-based care can take up more than 40% of their income. Advocates say some families are joining wait lists before a child is even born, and others can't find regulated care at all. With pandemic-era funding ending, providers warn prices could rise further or centers may close. There's a new foundation in Madison to support the Henry Vilas Zoo. Community leaders recently announced the creation of the Henry Vilas Zoo Foundation for private fundraising that will go toward projects for the facility. That includes expanding the giraffe habitat and other efforts benefiting guests and animals. The giraffe expansion includes tripling the amount of indoor space and doubling the space outdoors. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The road trip continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers in Pittsburgh tonight to open a three-game series against the Pirates, wrapping up this long 11-game road trip for the crew. The Brewers beat the Cardinals last night 8-4, thanks in part to the pitching of lefty Logan Henderson, returning after missing time with a back injury, Pat Murphy.
Logan was fantastic. To come off the IL, you know, and not pitching a big league game for I don't know how many months, and to come here and throw against this offensive of a club, and to throw 5+, give up three hits or whatever he gave up and set us up for a victory was fantastic.
Brandon Sproat on the mound tonight for the crew. Racing this weekend, IndyCars at the Milwaukee Mile at State Fair Park, featuring Indy 500 winners like Scott Dixon and Joseph Newgarden, who was asked how has he dominated the sport winning at oval tracks.
It's always the car. Look, it's, you know, I mean, if I'm winning races, it's because of the car. It's as simple as that.
That's Joseph Newgarden with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 78 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low of 63. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.